Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to season two, episode one of the Judgies podcast. My name is Josh.
My name's Rick.
And my name's Christian.
And we are
the Judgies.
The judgiest place on the internet.
Arguably the Judgies.
And also, might I add, this shit is the Judgies. J-U-D-G-I-E-S. So, that's That's what we're bringing in season two.
This shit is the Judgies.
J-U-D-G-I-E-S.
Yeah. This shit is the Judgies.
Thoughts?
Well, I feel like this could have really landed if we had a soundboard. That would have really just fucking...
We'll lay it on in post. I might have played it too loud.
I'll be okay. Yeah, you probably did, huh?
Well, guys, look, if you're new here, what we do... We read stories off of the internet. We laugh at them. We judge people. And we give sound, solid, real, bad advice. Bad advice.
Uh-huh.
Not like badass advice, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, badass poor advice.
So welcome.
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to the Judgies fam.
But first, before we got a few matters of business going, we got podcast reviews piling in.
We got a couple of reviews here. People are loving us.
Guys, go to Apple, leave a review, like our YouTube video, subscribe to everything.
Do the thing.
If you leave us a comment, we'll read it on the pod. So make them funny.
Make or them good.
Make us cry.
Josh is getting roasted this week. It's very funny.
I've gotten roasted all over TikTok this week. Yeah.
They're really trying to bring my king down. First review here, we got a... The Best Thruple, a 5-star review.
That's us.
I found this podcast off of TikTok and listen to it all the time while I'm working. Not like at work, but doing housework or other things around the house.
Don't listen to us at work.
Yeah, that's
not for work.
But that's besides the point. Great podcast and super entertaining. Also, not a fan of the Scooby-Doo movie.
Don't listen to our podcast, actually.
Yeah, you can actually...
Leave.
Well, wait, okay, remove hold on. This review. Which Scooby-Doo movie are we talking about?
Scooby-Doo live-action movie. The Get only out. Important one.
Judging you to steal Erica's line.
I think it's good.
I'm pretty upset that you left a 5-star review and then you don't even like get the whole point of the podcast, obviously.
Yeah.
And I also feel like this was a dig at me, like...
You
I do it while at work, but not like actual work. That was a dig at me, right?
I think you're reading into it.
I don't know. That's pretty fucked up.
I think you left the review, actually. I think you're trying to
Hang
get
on.
To it. Because you've never seen the live-action Scooby-Doo.
Because you've never done anything at work.
You could watch the live-action Scooby-Doo at work.
Shut the fuck up, guys. I mean, maybe it is me, because like the username is GotFashion. And...
I mean, you see this man's drip right now?
It's actually an acronym for Game of Thrones fashion.
Meaning just like IKEA shag rugs as carpet as
water
tapes.
Bottles left everywhere.
Yeah, that makes more
Starbucks
sense.
Starbucks misplaced.
That's more on brand with me.
Mm-hmm.
Next review, please.
Next review. Found you on TikTok.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Judgy's Pod on TikTok.
I saw the podcast on my TikTok scrolling through my For You page. Hooked. Incredibly entertaining.
Amazing.
A 5-star review.
Thank you.
Amazing. What was their name?
That is it's probably R23DO7.
Nice. Original. We like original listeners. And guys, look, speaking of original listeners, we have a treat. Christian has already read this story. So if you have a story that you want to tell us, either it's your own personal story or you find a good one on Reddit that you think will do well or just want to hear us deliberate on, send it in to the pod. You can email us judgiespod@gmail.com. You can DM us. Probably don't send it on TikTok. I've gotten a few TikTok messages, but I get so many messages on TikTok.
Oh my God, you're so popular.
It's really hard to like make sure I see them. So if you email us or if you DM us on Instagram or Twitter, we'll definitely see them. That's all judgiespod, JUDGIES. But we got a listener submitted story.
Hell
this
yeah.
is a fucking spicy.
Now, here's a little backstory.
Okay, I haven't read the story.
I woke up at like 3 a.m. and my phone was just open to this email. Christian and I had been talking previously and he said somebody had DM'd him on Instagram. He's like, hey, can I submit my own story? And he's like, yeah, just email it to us. So I didn't know that. I wake up, my phone was just open to this email.
Like it's fate.
It was.
And yeah. I just scrolled through it and I was like, this is a long story. I didn't read it at all. I was like, we're probably not going to read that. That's way too long. There's no way that's a good story. Go back to sleep, go to work, pop out the story, open it up, read the first line and just start dying laughing.
Oh boy.
And I texted Christian, do not read the email. And he's like, I already did, man. I was like, well, that's all right. It's still fucking good. Because here we go. Are we ready, Erica?
I have not read the story. So it's a wild ride.
So this is a listener submitted story. Thank you. Erica, do you want to come up with a name for this person? Female.
Let's go with Lucy.
Lucy. Okay.
I can't use that when that is her actual name.
Here's Lucy. Am I the asshole for dating my stepdad and principal at the same time?
Hang on. I have questions, Lucy.
Oh, we'll answer them.
Wait, can I ask my question?
Sure.
Are they the same person?
No.
That was actually a really good question.
That is a very good question.
Okay.
Two separate individuals.
Lucy, let's see you. Let's go.
Oh. Christian, please cut this joke. Talk about Lucy. Right? Okay, here we go.
Joshua.
I said cut the joke. You have
I
to
will,
cut
I will
that
cut
is
it.
Not the kind of judging we do on this podcast.
It was done sarcastically. Mm. All right, you ready? When I was in high school, I was a bit of a troublemaker, and that led me to my principal's office quite often. In my junior year, we got a new principal who, for some reason, had a soft spot for me. He never gave me any harsh punishments for being kicked out of...
Your soft spot. I'm so sorry.
Christian, cut that joke.
Go on.
He never gave me any harsh punishments for being kicked out of class or getting into fights and generally let me off the hook. He was an overall laid-back dude and definitely won over the entire school within just a few weeks with his cool personality. He always let me chill in his office and calm down whenever I needed to. Soon enough, I was eating lunch in there and spending most of my time with him. At the time, I honestly didn't think much of it.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
But one day in my senior year, I got into a really nasty fight with another student, and the nurse ended up calling my parents to come get me. I had a cut on my arm that didn't really hurt, but it looked pretty bad, so I decided to act like it hurt so I could leave home early. That's
big,
innovative.
Yeah.
Big-brained.
Now that we will absolutely, you are
Lucy
not the
got
asshole.
Big brain,
amazing.
Gets big brain.
Cut that.
I'm so
okay.
sorry.
Nope. Cut we that will joke. Cut that.
I'm so sorry. Listen, Joshua, you started this.
All right. So while I was waiting to be picked up in the principal's office, my principal started getting really handsy with me. At first, he was able to play it off as just concern for my well-being, but I'm not stupid, and eventually realized what he was doing. We ended up doing the nasty on his desk.
That same day? Like, right then and there?
Yep. And all of a sudden,
what are you doing?
The door opens, and in walks my stepdad.
Oh my God!
Now, me and my father never really had a father-daughter relationship. Or me and my stepdad.
Okay, wait. Did stepdad see them doing it?
We'll get there.
Oh my God, I'm so stressed out, Lucy.
Now, me and my stepdad never really had a father-daughter relationship. He was always just the nice guy that my mom married a few years before I got into high school. I mean, sometimes we'd go out and do things, but we were more semi-friends than family. So anyways, when he walked in, I was beyond scared. I mean, who wouldn't be if their stepdad walks in on them bent over their 38-year-old principal's desk? Instead of being upset or angry like I thought he would be, he asked to join us. Obviously, we said yes. I guess I hadn't really ever thought about it, but my stepdad is smoking hot.
Okay, and well, that makes sense now.
And I mean,
on board.
If he's down, I'm down.
Is this a plot to a porn? Is this a totally made up story and this is literally just porn?
Possible.
I hope so. After that, we all started frequently hooking up together, and somehow that ended up becoming dates. Even after I'd graduated and gone to college. Eventually, I moved in with my ex-principal, and things between the three of us have become really serious. We've been dating in a poly relationship for the past 5 years. Sometimes my mom will call me crying, wondering why her husband isn't intimate or all lovey-dovey with her anymore, and I just play along like I don't know why. While, at the same time, he's planning on filing for a divorce and moving in with me and my high school principal, so we can all live together. He just contacted a lawyer last week.
Ooh, Lucy. Oh my god.
The only reason that it's taken so long is because divorces are expensive, and he and my mom aren't exactly well off. He's been secretly setting money aside for the divorce and the big move. It's taken him a while, but now he's plenty saved up and we can live comfortably. Plus, he's still working alongside my ex-principal and I. Sometimes, I feel kind of bad for lying to my mom about why he doesn't love her. Yeah, but at the same time, I don't want her to hate me. Like, I know she will when she finds out.
Uh-huh.
Not only will she be emotionally devastated, but I'm not sure that she'll have enough money to support herself. And after she finds out, I don't think she'd let us help her financially. So am I the asshole for stealing my mom's husband and starting a poly relationship with him?
Yeah.
Whew.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm just going to shoot from the hip here and say...
The principal thing, I guess you're not an asshole. Definitely illegal.
Yeah, the
definitely not right.
An asshole.
I wouldn't say you're the asshole there, but probably shouldn't be fucking your mom's husband and lying to her about it for many years.
Listen.
I'm going to say that's a dick move. And Lucy, you made that dick move. You know what I'm saying?
So you can make those jokes, but I can't.
We'll cut that, don't worry.
What's going to be more cut, these jokes or her principal and her dad's dicks? I assume they're circumcised. This sounds like an American story.
Okay. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. This was intense. I was not prepared.
Yeah, look.
A lot of listeners drama going on there,
listen,
right?
Listener submitted stories always got some shit going on. People need to know the answers.
It was a wild ride.
It was a wild ride.
Lucy thought so, too.
Very exciting. Could definitely be, like, a Lifetime movie, but, like, R-rated, you know?
I'd say, like, X.
Oh, like, X-rated.
It's a porn.
Yeah, it's literally a porn, but, like, Lifetime movie style.
I think this is almost like an Oxygen movie. It's a little spicier than
there
Lifetime.
You go. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oxygen After Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it doesn't end up on like crime TV, am I right? Like one of them get murdered. All right.
That's the one we need to cut.
Yeah. Cut that.
Lucy. Listen, Lucy.
Oof.
Look.
Oof, honey, life's you got yourself a situation.
Long. How many more L's can I throw in?
I don't know.
Lovers.
Life's long. Lovers lie.
Mm-hmm.
Let loose.
Mm.
Man, you're really speaking that truth.
I really want to know what kind of relationship you have with your mom. Like, if you're sitting here pretending to be her best friend this whole time.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
That is the worst part.
Set aside the grooming of a presumably 18-year-old person by a 38-year-old mm-hmm. principal.
That is uncomfortable.
There's definitely stuff that needs to be worked out there. Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, how old is her stepdad? Probably similar in age.
Around, I would imagine. Yeah. There's definitely some stuff there, but that doesn't make you the asshole in that situation.
No.
It's just I would definitely look into some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. counseling.
Yes.
See if you can, you know, maybe explore around your own age group a little bit if you're in a poly relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shouldn't be lying to your mom and fucking her husband. That's bad.
That's my issue here is that.
That's the bad part for sure.
That your stepdad is married. And also, do you call him daddy?
Oh, cut that.
No, he calls her mommy for sure.
This is bad. It's all bad.
Well, it's going to...
What's up?
It's going to really suck when... I don't want to say it, guys.
No, don't worry. I'll cut it.
You won't. It's going to really suck when she has a kid and 18 years down the road, her partner /... that kid's dad starts hooking up with that new fresh meat. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll cut that.
We'll cut that. Yeah, for sure. Oh, this is...
It's such a ride.
A lot.
I woke up at 5 in the morning and read that. I'm just like, this was too much for the morning.
It was a doozer, for sure. That was a doozy.
It was too much for me. I was like, I might have to take the day off.
I've had a whole day to prepare myself for this. I wasn't prepared.
Listen,
and I feel like I'm still not okay.
Season 2, we're coming in strong. I'm bringing the drama.
I don't know how any story could top this.
Fuck.
Okay, and that's the end of season 2.
Call me Lucy's principal, because I fucking blew my load way too soon.
Jesus Christ. Joshua. Oh, God.
All right. Are we done with that one?
I don't know.
Listen. Okay, so moral of the story is send in your stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can top Lucy.
Maybe also, we're now
like her principal.
We don't want like
or her
really...
dad. Sorry.
We don't want like really sad stories.
Yeah, this is
this one borderlines where it's like we want to joke, we want to have fun, we want to guffaw.
Oh, but more importantly, we want to judge you and Lucy.
We're judging. Well, not really you. We're more judging.
I'm really judging your principal. Like, that was inappropriate.
Yeah. Just the whole, the entire, like, the principle of the matter.
I knew you were going to make that joke. I knew it.
It's bad.
I knew it. It's bad.
This does just seem like a movie plot, right?
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. I hope it's fake.
Only one episode into the show Cruel Summer, but I'm pretty sure this is where the plot goes.
I don't think so.
I'm sure it does.
I don't want to say this and like elicit fake stories, but I really hope this was fucking fake because I'll be very saddened if it's not. Lucy, good luck to you. All right, let's get to the next one. So if you guys have any stories, please send them in. That's judgiespod@gmail.com or Instagram or Twitter, DM us, and we will get to those if they're good. If they're not good, we're going to pretend like we never saw them.
Ooh, super, super full inbox. Sorry. It's you and the one person messaging me being like, hey, where's my hat?
It's only been Lucy and our moms so far, so.
Lucy and our moms with diamonds.
No.
Hang on.
No.
Lucy and our moms with diamonds.
No. All right. Now, I'm on my fucking X Games mode. I'm on my Erica shit. I saw it. This was this morning I saw this story. I saw it. It was 32 minutes old, and I knew this shit was going to get deleted.
Oh, boy.
This is too spicy for the internet.
This is an exclusive. Now, sometimes on our TikTok, people will accuse us of copying other podcasts, which is crazy because we're fucking OGs. But they'll ask for the story in the comments. And specifically, Erica, one that you read.
The one that got deleted?
Yeah.
I still have the screenshot if you'd like.
No, but what was the story about it? I just forgot.
Oh, it was the guy who proposed at his girlfriend's wedding or at his sister's wedding and then turns out girlfriend and husband were fucking and now she's pregnant.
So that story got deleted and people were asking for that story. So it's nice. Look, we have exclusive stories here on the pod. We go above and beyond.
Yeah, well, we're real.
Erica and I do. Christian's working on it.
I'd like to see.
Hang on. We don't need a name drop. All love. But this is an r/relationship advice, so straying off of Am I the Asshole for just a second. Title, Erica, I know you're going to hate this. I know you just said that I can't top the last one, but this one might be worse in a way.
Really?
Okay.
It depends.
Oh, God.
Titled, I think my husband tried to pull my IUD out last night. I'm 25. He's 31. Last night we were having sex, and he was fingering me, but something felt very off. It was like he was digging, until I felt a blunt tug, and then another one. I screamed more out of shock than pain, and told him to get off of me. I asked him what he was trying to do, and all he said was, nothing, nothing, and went into the bathroom.
Smooth.
That's very sus.
Nothing, and then went straight into the bathroom. My husband wants children. I am not ready right now. I'm worried he was genuinely trying to pull it out to get me pregnant. I rang my gynecologist and just said I'm worried my IUD might have misplaced as I have bad pain in my right side now and I have an appointment for next Monday. I'm struggling to figure out what to do. I slept on the sofa last night as I felt uncomfortable around my husband. He's at work now and I don't know what to say to him when he gets home. Please help.
Yikes. Oh my God.
Oof. Okay, so like that's manipulative as fuck and super violating. not okay.
Definitely R word on the scale there.
Yes.
Yeah. Non-consensual sex act for sure.
Absolutely.
Not to mention it would have been non-consensual insemination if it were to ever get to that point.
Correct.
God. That's bad.
That's so bad.
This is real bad.
I am almost also worried that if he tried to pull it out and it didn't all the way, now either her cervix or her uterus could be ruptured.
Now
her chances of fertility could go down.
Forgive me for being an ignorant.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Male here. I know what an IUD looks like. How do you remove it safely?
You pull it straight down.
Oh, and it just
it's a T-shape. T-shaped
like an anchor.
Yeah, and when you insert it, it's folded, and it goes all the way up, and it unfolds, and then it sinks down onto your uterus, so it can't come out.
Okay.
Unless you're pulling on it.
Okay.
So then it's got strings attached to the leg thing, and then you just pull it straight down, and the arms fold back up and slide out.
Oh.
But if you I don't know if you're pulling at an angle or I don't know, but that makes me nervous. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And if she's having pain, that's also bad.
And call me an ignorant man, but I thought the cervix was the top of your neck.
And call me an ignorant man, but I thought that's what happened when you go out with the girls on a night in the town and you guys are all dressed to the nines. Isn't that called your cervix thing? You go out and cervix.
Table cervixed.
I can't address all of these at the same time.
And call me an ignorant man.
Correct.
Call me an ignorant man, but why is it called a uterus instead of a miterus?
All right, buddy.
Call me maybe.
All right. Thoughts?
This was bad.
I don't like that.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, that's
I feel bad for
a
this
huge
lady.
Violation, and she needs to talk to him about it, and I think they should probably go to couples counseling.
I think they should break up. I don't think they should go to couples counseling.
What about couples camp retreat?
No.
They should go on a dating show, Temptation Island.
No,
where
they should go
they
to
get
counseling.
Introduced to singles, and they can...
They should go to counseling.
Dude
absolutely.
Needs help.
Dude absolutely needs help. That was a huge violation.
That's bad.
Yeah.
So what's worse? Lucy in the sky with diamonds or this person that we didn't name?
All the dudes suck here, right? It's a bunch of bad dudes. No good hombres there.
Honestly, I feel like the principal is the worst in this situation.
Yeah.
But also this married man. Which married man?
It's up to you to figure out.
Both.
Listener.
They all suck.
Yeah, of course the married man is the one that's also trying to Robin from the hood.
And we'll cut that one too.
We were just playing.
Boo, Joshua.
Maybe I'm dropping it now. Look, this is going to come out, on the 14th of June, something like that. My birthday. It's birthday month for old Josh over here. It's my birthday month. We got to drop the details. We're inviting every single one of our listeners to the party.
Excuse you, what?
We're not going to tell you the date, the location, or the time, but...
If you figure it out...
You're invited.
Listen.
Costumes required. We stole the idea off of TikTok. We have a running bit that I'm obsessed with Shrek, in a way.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah.
It'd be so, funny if people thought I really liked this movie.
And there was a TikTok. It went pretty big, I think. I think they're calling it viral now these days. And where people dressed up as Shrek characters and had fun. So that's what we're doing, is we're all going to dress up as Shrek characters. I want it to be a fucking...
Is the fun mandatory?
I don't plan on having fun.
If I'm here, I'm not
going to
be having
fun. I plan on having a blast. A real Shrek of a time.
Well, I hope afterwards we can call this place Duloc, because I really hope it's a perfect place. So maybe we'll put the invite on screen. Oh no, because it's got all the information. I made a custom invite. I've got a costume picked out. I've invited everybody that I know. I want everybody to come that I know.
There's at least 8 people coming. It's gonna be a fucking bash.
And that's just my friends or my family. Which is the least or the most embarrassing. That's what it is.
Oh, that's friends and family, I thought.
But to get back to why I brought
even your neighbors. You invited everybody on your block.
My dog declined. To get back to why I brought this up, I just ordered Shrek 2, the video game, and we were playing it before you guys got here, and we fought the Merry Men in Robin Hood, so that's why I made that joke.
You're going to cut all of that, right? It's garbage. Nope.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to cut the one part, because I did say I'll cut that.
If Christian's anything, he's a man of his word.
Hey, man. If I say cut that, it's out.
Okay.
You got a lot of stuff getting cut out. Don't worry, Erica.
I'm a master joker. Call me the Joker, baby.
Okay, and we'll cut that too.
Yeah, we'll cut that too, actually.
We're just going to do a clap sync so we can know where to come back in at. So just that'll work.
Were we supposed to time it? Still off.
I guess we should go to break. Those went by fast.
This is going to be a short episode, eh? I feel like...
All right, guys, let's hit a break. Thoughts?
Works for me.
Hell yeah, dude.
See you after these quick ad. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
This episode of The Judgies is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Christian, before we got Manscaped, can you describe to me the state of your balls?
Ooh, I don't know if this should be on the air, but...
It's that bad?
It was bad. It was horrendous. Erica, she couldn't be here because she might have vomited, recalling how terrible it was.
Yeah, you could even say horrendous.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say it was bad.
And when you were trimming, can we assume it was just like the NBA Finals since 1999, meaning there were no Knicks involved?
I'm not sure about that, but what I am sure is it ain't Christmas, because I didn't get a visit from old Pink Nick. Do you know what I mean?
I got you, my man. Because Manscaped just launched their brand new 4th generation lawnmower 4.0, which over 2 million men worldwide trust to deliver a nick-free experience. And with our exclusive offer, you, listener, can get 20% off and free worldwide shipping with offer code JUDGIES at manscaped.com.
The Lawnmower 4.0 has a travel lock feature to make sure that it never goes off while in your bag, an LED spotlight to keep your eyes on the guys, and oh yeah, did I mention wireless charging?
No, you didn't.
Well, it has that.
Sheesh.
Well, if you want to take advantage of this offer and help us out, go to manscaped.com and enter the code JUDGIES.
That's JUDGIES.
To get 20% off and free worldwide shipping, Pitbull style.
It's a perfect gift for any ball havers in your life. Brothers, fathers, lovers, and any others.
Unlock your confidence and use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks, Manscaped.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And we're back. Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even us three figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Okay, I wasn't
this
ready
side
for
of
that.
The break.
Okay.
I also wasn't ready, but we're back.
What were we planning on doing?
I don't know, maybe go pee?
Do you have to pee?
Take
no?
a breather? Try to collect myself after those fucking juicer of stories.
Look, we're going lighter. We're going lighter on this half. We always do a light back half. This is the dessert. This is the tiramisu to the steak, the surf and turf on the front.
Why'd you say it like that?
What?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Yeah, but you're choppy reading over there.
Tiramisu? Am I saying that wrong?
Yes. Tiramisu.
Tira.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
See, that's how I was going to say it. I would say tiramisu.
This is the chocolate mousse to the surf and turf front half. Now, normally for a circle dirge, we try to go off Reddit. We try to break the chains, Daenerys style. And I found this article. Now, this is on MarketWatch.com.
Okay.
Oh,
and in MarketWatch.com, they have a personal finance section. And then they have this column called The Moneyist. And this is an advice column.
Like
a money advice column?
You would think.
Like, so like the moneyist, like an analyst?
Like the most money.
Or like the most money.
IST.
Okay. So like
an analyst. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, the moneyist, not the moneyest.
Okay.
So I don't know why this is on the moneyist. You would think it would be finance based or finance focused.
Yeah.
My wife and I defrauded the government by hiding income. Now we're divorcing and she's threatening to ruin us both.
He is the moneyist.
Okay, but like that is money related?
She left me for her pandemic boyfriend. She was caught at our vacation home with him. Now, of course, there are finances involved here. However, it's not finance focused. He's clearly just pissed about this guy. So
how did this get approved? How did this get past an editor?
Now this is one that I didn't screenshot.
I'm sweating.
And this is from May 30th. Oh, I thought it was later than that. But I would have thought this would have gotten taken down. Dear Quentin. He must be the moneyist. Is somebody writing in?
Okay, somebody's writing in.
Yeah. He's eliciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Dear Quentin, the moneyist is Quentin Fottrell, of course. We all knew that.
Obviously.
This story is going to sound strange. Got that right, buddy. Throughout our entire marriage, my wife and I jointly, upon our accountant's advice, defrauded the government by hiding income.
That's smart. That's a good accountant.
They said we were supposed to.
That's how you make the most money, is you just lie about how much not making money.
Which is what we're doing with podcast money, right?
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, we would never do that.
We are self-employed. We do have retirement accounts, but also bought properties in a second home and made as many cash payments as possible. My wife, again, under the advice of an accountant, continues to claim unemployment during the pandemic and only takes cash from her customers. We are now divorcing after she left me for her pandemic boyfriend. She was caught at our vacation home with him. I owe her some sort of spousal maintenance due to our long-standing marriage, but I believe it is far less than she thinks. And now she wants to dig up all of our prior assets that are held in my name or in my other businesses' names. I say she's only entitled to our joint retirement, properties and holdings, and half of our joint business assets. She has an equal amount of assets in her own name. All of our children are out of the home, done with college or secondary school, and or married. Yes, I know this sounds ridiculous, and yes, I know we could both be in jail. I recommended no one do any digging, but she's adamant that she gets more, and damn the consequences of both our actions during the marriage to mutually defraud the government. Future jailbird.
Okay.
Wild.
If they both set aside this money, then she deserves half of it.
Yeah.
It's bullshit that he's trying to hide it from her.
I don't think it's the fact he's trying to hide it. It's the fact there's no legal way for him to say, hey, I owe you this money without them both going to jail.
Yeah, I think that's the main part here. Sure, but all he would have to do is forfeit half of the, yeah.
Sell whatever house he made and then.
He said he's already doing that. Anything that's on paper is assets he was splitting. It's the stuff that doesn't exist.
He
can't split. And then it's like. I mean, they're obviously ending on bad terms, so like, of course, he's gonna be a dickhead about it.
Yeah.
Is there any merit to the idea of like, because she cheated, that he should get more than 50%?
I don't know.
Do you think he should maybe do like a 60-40? Does that break?
Because
I know like in a lot of prenups, which they're only for the rich people, I think a lot of it has like cheating clauses in it, where if it's like you have infidelity, then that voids the prenup. Or, yeah.
How did she cheat on him during COVID? That's what I was lost at. Just like, well, she kept going on vacations without me. It's
she kept saying she was getting advice. Let me get the wording correctly here. She was getting advice from under the advice of an accountant. She was under the accountant while she was getting the advice.
Okay.
So,
man, yeah, he really should.
He just wasn't listening. Fucked. Yeah. It's just as much on him as it was on her.
It's crazy that she's just banging the stepdaughter and the principal at the same time.
And what's really funny is like,
yo, could it be?
What's really funny to me is how, I mean, I know this wasn't posted on like a way to like garner anybody's sympathy, but he's writing it in a way to get like the moneyest sympathy, which maybe for the moneyest. Well, I have the moneyest response here in the column.
He's unbiased.
But maybe he is going to be like, oh, future rich person that's fucking over people. Like, oh, I feel bad for you. But like reading it from like anybody who doesn't have literal fucking offshore accounts taking advantage of
vacation homes,
taking advantage of the pandemic insurance when they don't need it, like completely defrauding the government. I don't feel bad for this fucker.
No, that's...
She should cuck you and get all of your fucking money.
The only reason I'm upset with what she's doing is because, like, she's also going to go to jail for it. It's like, that seems like the bad call. It's like, how mad do you have to be at your ex-husband to be like, no, we're both going to jail. Fuck you.
Yeah.
What's going on. She's that mad that...
You ready? You ready for what the moneyest decides is his take on it?
Write her a lump sum check. That's all she gets.
Dear future jailbird, a couple that lies together is less likely to stay together. The same, of course, is true of bandits.
Wow,
your wife that's lied.
Very
to...
good idea. Advice.
Your wife lied to Uncle Sam, and now she lied to you. You're in good company. Of course, you also lied to Uncle Sam. To quote the late Princess Diana in her interview with Martin Bashir.
Huh?
What a.
Where's
what a,
this going?
What a quote.
There were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded. Now, call me an ignorant man. I don't know that reference.
Really?
That's a very famous Princess Diana quote.
Absolutely. She's referring to Prince Charles's...
Was he having an affair?
Yes.
Ah.
Where have you been?
I was two?
Yeah. I wasn't alive. I don't know.
Sorry. What do you mean?
Boys, Princess Diana is like the most talked about.
I know.
In 94.
I know,
to this day. What do you mean?
I know I am pro Princess Diana.
Correct.
I know that she was wrong.
Yes.
I just
because
didn't.
He cheated on her.
Okay, that makes
Camilla,
sense.
Camilla.
Oh, his current wife.
I believe so,
yeah,
yes.
Camilla Cabello, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
they
no,
met
that's...
in Havana.
No.
Wait, was that?
I mean, they could have.
Was
like...
that Camilla Cabello?
Havana? No. Yes.
Okay.
We'll insert song title here, don't worry.
Well, and then she ran off with...
Shawn Mendes.
To make Senorita. Mm-hmm. You can try calling your wife's bluff, of course, but they may land you both in hot water where the money is ultimately returned to the Internal Revenue Service and you lose your properties, pay hefty fines, and face down criminal charges. Good news for Uncle Sam, bad news for you and your wife. She appears to be acting consistently, which is about the nicest thing I can say about this entire mess. He's trying to fuck his wife.
In a second.
You're anything if not consistent.
His wife.
Is the moneyest the whole time?
And now here comes some stats. High income tax evasion is on the rise. Wonder why. Unreported income as a fraction of true income rises from 7% in the bottom 50% of earners to more than 20% in the top 1% of earners. So your wife appears to have you over a barrel, both literally and figuratively. She knows you well enough to take this gamble. The worst that can happen is you say no. What your wife does next is anyone's guess. She may do nothing but hold this over you for months and years to come. It's not the kind of sentence the government want to give you both, and anywhere from 1 year to 20 years in New York. You need an accountant, a new one, a lawyer, and a mediator. You are the marital equivalent of Bonnie and Clyde.
Isn't a mediator just a lawyer? What's a mediator?
I don't know.
I mean, thought that's just like a lawyer that deals specifically with like
I think
divorce cases.
Well, I think I th- Now, I could be wrong here. I think Quentin is a vegetarian, so he's saying you need a meat eater.
Oh my god. Stop.
Where's
it.
The off button?
You're the marital equivalent of Bonnie and Clyde. I feel like that's giving him too much praise. Like two of the like coolest, like
I don't know, like defunding the government, defrauding the government out of millions of dollars is pretty sweet.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Why is there this advice column on MarketWatch.com? I think that's the funniest shit in the world. There's just like a real. Yeah. I know it is like the question is framed around the idea of like, what do I do with all this illegal money? I don't know. But like, it's a relationship advice question. What are you doing, yeah. guy?
Oy. I'm surprised that this money guy is like, I can't believe you lied to the government.
He was so pro. Maybe he has to, right?
Anti-loopholes.
I guess you can't be on a personal finance thing and be like, yeah, fuck over the government, actually. Like, he could be pro-loopholes, but there's no way he could just straight up be like, yeah, just don't report income. Like, what are you doing, idiot?
I think it was weird that just the fact that he brought up like, oh yeah, wealthy people are defrauding the government at a higher rate than ever. And it's like, yeah, surprise. I
wonder if that was like his little like dog whistle to be like, don't worry. There's lawyers who deal with this shit.
We're all doing it. Don't worry about it. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So should he divorce this lady or like, should they try to communicate and find a way through this?
I think honestly
they're already getting divorced. What do you mean?
Maybe they could like just a nice date night, maybe it would solve all the issues.
Just give her half the money and be done with it.
That would be the move, I think.
Yeah.
Just cut your losses.
Yeah.
But these people
you're
clearly
still gonna be fucking rich. Like no, fuck right off.
These people clearly are like bigger number, better person mindset. So it's not even about the fact that they might be losing money. It's just the fact that it's like they will have a smaller number. That person will have a bigger number. That's bad.
So. Well, I think the reason why he left him is because he's got a small number.
Fuck you, future jailbird, and your small dick.
I mean, the wife sucks too, right?
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to take too much of a pro-wife stance here.
Yeah, I want to go back to how did he get cheated on during COVID? I'm still pretty shocked by this.
Well, you know they're just flying PJs everywhere.
Ah.
Like,
oh, private jet. Got it.
Yeah, no,
like,
pajamas.
How many months away do you think we are from PJs?
What pajamas are making you fly? I need a pair.
The bananas.
Like, should I be looking at some G6s now, like, for December? Or, no. Like, how far away are we from PJs?
Private jets are now horrible for the environment.
Call me an ignorant man.
So we'll be super rich. It doesn't matter.
Call me an ignorant man. I don't think G6s are made anymore.
Okay, the Pontiac G6 is not made anymore.
Well, the plane.
The private jet.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The Kesha song was about
it wasn't
the Pontiac.
Kesha.
Not Kesha.
It was the Far East Movement, you absolute what? Racist.
What?
The Far East Movement? Ever that's heard of them?
They no. make like a G6.
That's who sings that? I swear to God, I thought that was
not
Kesha.
Kesha.
They were called the Far East Movement.
Yes.
Close to the same sound.
Dog shit? Dog shit?
Just garbage pop music. I mean, I agree that Kesha doesn't sound like them, but it is. There are both garbage pop music.
I'm not disagreeing with that fact.
How can that be their band name?
The Far East Movement?
Yeah.
I don't know. The same way.
That's a mouthful. And it's a bad song. How did they get big enough to even be played on the radio with a bad song and bad band name?
One good song, too. Hootie and the Blowfish also fucking sucks as a band name. And
correct.
That's not a mouthful.
It's two mouthfuls.
What?
Hootie and the Blow...
Far East Movement.
That's yep. not like a nice word.
Hootie's
a fun word to say.
And the Blowfish.
Hootie's a fun word to say. So
Far East Movement.
I'm not even talking about syllables. Hootie, what are we talking
and
about?
The Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish is much more of a full mouth than... what? Why are we even talking about this? Let's get back on track.
Because it's a circle, George, and this is my hot take, and I will die on this hill. This Hootie and the Blowfish is...
First hurt Turk of the season.
Hootie and the Blowfish is a good band name. The Far East Movement is a bad band name.
Who are you to say? You fucking came up with the Judgies.
Hang on.
Did you guys have a better idea?
We all came up with the Judgies.
No, I didn't.
It was either, what was it? It was either the Judgies or, like, this corner of the internet.
Something like that.
Real bad name. Way too much of a mouthful.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say the whole time.
J-U-D-G-I-E-S.
You just, it's one syllable for every letter. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I was doing the Holla Back Girl song. Yeah.
Got it.
You know, Holla Back Girl by Kesha. Featuring the Far East Movement.
Ah, He was doing a holler back to the first half of the episode.
Oh, I liked that joke. Too bad we're cutting all of this.
No! This episode's going to be 7 minutes. It's going to be...
Sorry, I have a potential story for you.
This is all the
that's
usable...
not from Reddit, if you would like it.
Right now?
If we need to add time.
No, I think we'll be all right. I think this last one we can wax on. Miyagi
Make
style.
A real meal out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Save it for your episode and two from now. Guys, yeah. Back to Reddit.
I think I will. I think I'll just scrap it.
Forever?
Yep.
No! We're cutting it. Shit.
That's super fucked of you, Josh.
Back to Reddit. Am I the asshole? Actually, first Reddit, am I the asshole of the day? Pretty crazy. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
For insulting my boyfriend's weight in front of his friends.
Yes! Yikes. What the fuck?
Okay. Wow. Don't want to hear the story? I guess we do need yours. We already judged this one. Relevant to the story, my boyfriend is 6 foot and 229 pounds.
That's such a specific weight.
Well, if you need, it's 104 kilograms and 183 centimeters.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I am 5'6" and 120 pounds.
Wait, did you do the math?
Yeah.
Or do they have both of them?
No, they
there?
Have both of them. Are you fucking crazy?
I was like, that's pretty wild that you did that math so quick.
I am 5'6" or 168 centimeters and 120 pounds or 54.4 kgs. From a medical standpoint, my boyfriend is obese and I'm a fairly normal weight.
The BMI chart can fuck right off.
BMI can just eat ass.
I really don't mind his weight. He was obese when I met him and that wasn't a problem for me. He has struggled with his weight for many years and constantly talks about wanting to lose weight. Who fucking talks about wanting to lose weight never does it, am I right, guys?
Definitely not anybody on this podcast.
I wouldn't do that.
But never actually diets or exercises. Idiot.
Don't you know how easy it is?
Again, not a huge deal for me, but I try to be supportive and offer him advice or general encouragement whenever he discusses his desire to lose weight. An occasional point of contention between us is that he has a tendency to offer me diet advice. For example, whenever I make a smoothie, he says, "You shouldn't drink those things. They're full of hidden calories." Or when I do strength training, he says, "You'll just gain weight because you put on too much muscle." It's annoying because nutrition and fitness are actually big passions of mine. I'm not an expert by any means, but I've done several courses and I feel I know more than the average person. Plus, I feel that I can demonstrably show that I can manage my own weight, so I don't like that he constantly feels the need to give me advice.
Yeah, that would be really annoying.
See how That's the story's fun. Starting to turn?
No.
Oh.
I'm still standing firm that you are the asshole. You haven't convinced me otherwise.
Okay, maybe they're both the asshole then, because this dude fucking sucks so far.
This past weekend, he and I met up with a few of his mates at a beer garden. At some point, the guys were talking about their experiences with online dating. My boyfriend said that he'd used Tinder but prior to meeting me, or that he deleted it because there were, quote, too many desperate fat chicks.
Ooh.
He said this in such a disgusted, dismissive way that I genuinely saw red for a second and just put it out. Seriously? You're going to criticize fat chicks?
You fat piece of shit.
There was a really long, awkward pause. And then one of his friends made a joke and the conversation sort of moved on. But my boyfriend didn't speak to me for the rest of the evening. He texted me the next day to say that it was incredibly rude and disrespectful to comment on his weight, especially in front of his friends. He says he thinks he wants a few days away for me to decide whether or not he can forgive me. I agree it was rude of me to call him out in front of his friends, but I also think that what he said was obnoxious and borderline sexist. I've apologized to him, but I'm not sure if I'm genuinely the asshole here. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
Still, is he a dick?
Absolutely. Everyone sucks here.
He sucks so much worse than she does.
Agreed. However, she did not need to attack him in making a point. I don't know what I would have said differently, but it was still rude.
I think it's wild, one, that I'm so fat that he weighs 229 pounds. I was like, so he's skinny. What do we mean?
He but weighs less than I do. he's 2 inches. He's 2 inches taller than me at 6 foot and weighs 25 pounds less than me.
Yeah,
we're not going to talk about
he weighs
mine.
Way less than me. But it does piss me off where he's like, oh, girls can't lift weight. You'll get too big and you'll be ugly. And it's like, no, that's not how that works. I mean, oh, no, they'd have more muscle to burn more calories. Oh, no. think the problem is this dude's carrying all the fat in his fucking brain, dude.
He's
fucking
smooth brained, absolute gray matter.
That muscle is just fucking mush.
Now,
it's a better way to put him down is tell him that he's fucking stupid.
That's, I don't want to get picky. That's kind of ableist, but, I mean, ultimately, it comes down to a point to where it is like, when can you retaliate? Because like the order that we got the information is she gave the information of like, my boyfriend is obese. He does all the, like, he is fat. Like, I can say, like, that's just, like, empirically true based off of the BMI, whether or not you want to believe it. And then when he starts to be a dick, at what point can you just, is it okay just to be like, why are you talking shit about fat people? You're fat, fucker. It'd be like if I went around talking shit about people with mustaches all day.
Because you're in a loving relationship, and healthy loving relationships don't put each other down in front of their friends.
Well, Erica, I'm sorry to say.
She literally could have said, that's inappropriate for you to say. You shouldn't talk about women in that way.
That's fucking lame.
I can say, Erica, they are not in a loving relationship. They broke up. And she says, quote, yeah, we broke up.
I feel lighter.
Now, was that a dig again?
Yikes, dude.
Maybe that was an oversight. Maybe it was an oversight.
No, dude, that...
But
it's intentional.
That is
very funny.
Still an asshole.
That was poignant. That was very intentional when she said that.
And I will say, Erica,
she made this whole post just to say that.
Yeah. I will say, Reddit has deemed her not the asshole.
Really?
Not even in Everyone Sucks Here. She has been deemed as not the asshole.
I disagree.
I can see her not being the asshole here. Mostly, like, he was already being a dick. So, like, being a dick back.
I just think that she could have gone about it a different way if she truly loved him, which clearly she didn't. So I guess maybe she's not the asshole, but.
Hey, that makes a lot of sense when you put it that way. I'm still caught up that 229 is just a fucking fat piece of shit.
Well, people carry weight different ways. Like, if you want to talk about
like, oh, mine's not in my ankles. I don't got cankles.
I thought you were going to say anus, and I'm like, is this supposed to be about your butt?
Bro,
or like
I got a
fat
ass
butthole.
My butthole's just fucking thick. Dog.
We work out 3 times a week, and you only do Kegels. You put a butt plug in with a base with a string tied around it, and then squat over the bench and do dips with a 5-pound plate.
That's really gross. I really wish you didn't paint that picture. I'm pretty upset, actually. I'm not kidding. No, I'm serious. That was really gross. My mom listens to this. Yeah.
I wouldn't have painted it if you didn't fucking make it, man. I used you as inspiration.
Why would you tell the public this?
They say art imitates life in a way. And when I see you go there 3 days a week, and I see your wife a day a week, I have to let loose, you know, just like when you're finishing your set, you let loose, buddy. You just let him plop on the floor. We get the power washer, wash it all out.
I think we're done.
This was pretty gross. I am kind of upset now. Like, it was a little bit of a bit before.
We'll cut
No.
We'll cut it.
I won't.
I'm cutting the whole episode. Let's just start over.
Now, Christian, you have been bulking your asshole, and you are now going to cut on your asshole.
I am going to actually cut on my asshole.
We'll see if we can get some vascularity in there.
Get some real definition in my anus.
Now you're only going to boof chicken and rice, right? Low-calorie meals up the ass.
Like I was saying, though, everybody does carry weight differently, and I do carry all my weight in my calves, not my ankles. I do got thin
ankles. That's
called
walking, man. When you walk, you carry the weight on your legs, yeah. Unless you're, like, handstanding that bitch.
Roasted.
I can't do that. I'm too fat.
But if you're going to talk about the BMI and, like, how it is outdated, like, people do carry weight differently, especially when you talk about different percent of muscle masses, different body types between endomorphs, ectomorphs, and mesomorphs. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, actual body and exercise science behind it. So just to do a blanket, like, oh, you're obese because this number
says chart
so. But to be fair, this guy could potentially be at an unhealthy weight. And if it was okay with her, like, she never brought it up in the relationship, then he goes and points out that his insecurities potentially onto other people. Kind of a dick move.
And I do believe he probably is, you know, not carrying weight like I do. Like, he's
in your
fucking
asshole.
Jacked.
Yeah.
Mostly because he doesn't even, like, have the basics of bro science of, like, more muscle.
Yeah.
more calories burnt.
That is a
you
common
have that.
I feel like that's a common thing where people say if women put on muscle, it'll like
make them too bulky.
It'll make them too bulky. Yeah, which just isn't true.
No,
you can. Women can bulk.
Yeah,
but you can also put like men can put on muscle in a way that doesn't make them bulky.
Yeah. Do you think this podcast
now call me an
will...
ignorant man?
Go on.
That's it.
Do you think this podcast will be what brings down the BMI? Metric.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fabulous?
We're going to at BMI on TikTok and see if they get canceled for this.
I just know this is back in high school. I was in like a fitness class where if you're under 18, you'd have to weigh yourself. And it's like if you're under 18, you had to go by your BMI chart. But if you're over 18, you could get a fat, like a body composition test.
I remember
what
that.
What difference does that make?
A big difference, because
no, like, do you mean what difference between the being 18?
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to be 18?
Yes,
I don't get it either. I don't know the reason why, but we measured the day before my birthday, and according to BMI, I'm like morbidly obese.
Yeah,
and I was like, tomorrow's my birthday. Can we just do like my body fat percentage just so I can see what it's like? Did it? I was like 15% body fat, and it's like, okay, so I'm like in the athletic body fat percentage, but I'm just fucking like fat as shit and gonna die according to the BMI chart.
Now you keep saying according to BMI you're morbidly obese. Your nickname for me is BMI. I do constantly text you that you're morbidly obese as a reminder.
Well, I do need you around in my life to like really ground me, because sometimes I get like
I hype you up too
I get a fat fucking head and I'm just like I think I'm
constantly saying, look at my big, beefy man.
Your nickname for Erica is body fat percentage. And your nickname for me is BMI. And she's over here saying, like, 15%. And I'm like, 36, man. Like,
I wake up Erica every morning and say, tell me I'm juicy. Tell me I'm juicy.
You're juicy, baby.
That's why Christian doesn't need an alarm clock. That fucking gets his blood pumping. He's going. We can end it here. I want to talk about a few comments we've gotten. Erica, famously on episode 44, Eye of the Boob Holder, we goaded you into performing an accent.
Oh, no.
And we got a comment on our YouTube video two days ago.
Oh, no. I don't remember this.
No, it's a really good accent. You could probably do it again right now if you wanted
to.
You
don't
was it?
You don't remember doing the accent?
No, what accent
so
was
you
it?
Started reading the story, and we were making fun of you because all of your stories, for some reason, are from the UK.
Oh, no.
And we were like, you got to do the accent. And then you read, like, 20% of the story, and we're like, you got to restart. And or no, you we were like, you can drop the accent. And then you say, like, so I was adopted, and we're both like, what? What the fuck happened? Because we were both so focused on the accent. However... Clayton Alexander Matthews says,
actually,
just
dox
this man.
Well, it's a public comment.
Okay.
I live in Scotland and I loved your accent. XD. Also love Lumpy Space Princess and loved the accidental mix up. So now look, I've never gotten a comment that my accent's good. So if you live in an area where my accents have been good, comments appreciated.
Please, for the love of God, right?
What's this man's name?
Clayton.
Clayton.
I believe.
Honey, thank you. Appreciate it. I know I'm great.
Clayton Alexander Matthews from Scotland.
Is he
what
stealing
strong...
my wife?
Yes.
In front of me on the podcast?
What a strong name.
I'm
Clayton.
Coming to Scotland. I'm going to find you.
Now, of course, we mentioned earlier I was getting...
I have to go back and listen to this episode because I literally have no memory of that.
Oh, we didn't either. You had to restart the story.
No, of course, we mentioned I was getting fucking shit on TikTok, so I'm just going to read out a few of these comments. Someone commented, can I please recommend Blue Shirt Me, a good chapstick? Their poor lips look so stressed out. Crying, smiling emoji.
I really hope he used chapstick before reading this, because listeners are going to hear this and be like, ew, he really does need the chapstick.
You don't, though. Like, you just have naturally red lips.
Well,
I've also gotten
so many comments on TikTok previous to this of people saying, like, why is that dude's lips so red?
You just have naturally red lips.
Call me juicy. Don't want to look in your eyes and say that ever again?
Please don't.
Look at my wife and ask her to call you juicy.
Demand it of her.
Call my boyfriend juicy.
No.
Now.
You can, though.
Your lips are so juicy. Your lips are so juicy.
He's so uncomfortable.
I've got 29 BMI lips, I think. My top lip is 14% body fat. My bottom lip is a 32 on the BMI scale. Now, of course, we all know girlfriend of the pod, Aurora, is frequently embarrassing me online.
And we love her for
so
that.
So on TikTok, there's a feature where you can leave a question for the TikTok creators and they can go through and respond with a video. We did that. So we have TikTok exclusive content. If you, for some reason, haven't seen our TikTok, that's Judgies Pod, J-U-D-G-I-E-S Pod. So Aurora asked, why is Josh so hot? So we answered it. We had a little fun with it. Mm-hmm. And somebody comments, so he's ugly hot?
That,
which is fair.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
I mean, I feel like that's how we all look.
Huh?
We're ugly, but like, maybe in like a cute way.
All of us.
We're all
you, just me and Josh.
Okay, now I feel a
we're Benedict Cumberbatch and you're Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, of course, someone also said, so what I'm hearing is he looks like a hot version of Peter Griffin.
Also pretty accurate.
Now, I don't think that's accurate at all.
Look.
Not even
holy
close.
Crap, Lois.
Do you see it?
No, that's all I don't.
And look, and that was two parts of a sandwich. The one in between that isn't an alt account for me. So I started listening to the podcast, and his voice is so sexy. So I came here to check him out, and yes, baby, more, please. So thanks. That really made my day better.
Like, I think I'm going to have to look at the Judgies slush fund here, because I think you might have spent all of our money to bot that comment.
Yeah. Yeah, I paid somebody TikTok cash. I went to somebody's live and gifted them a teddy bear and said, please comment on my TikTok that I'm good looking.
Here's all $25 I made off TikTok, please.
And you know it's true, because I'm way more vain about my voice, so I had to pay for that. That's a premium.
You know what upsets me about it is I saw that and I'm like, oh no, that's not something I can fix. Like, if you told me I was uglier than you, it's like, I can get hotter than Josh. That's fine. I'll be hotter than him by next year. But my voice is absolutely fucked.
Listen, they're not telling you that you're uglier than Josh. They didn't say anything about you.
I mean, I know that. Are you kidding me? Look at him.
Yeah. Christian did get a ton of comments about the episode, episode 51, where he's wearing that geometric colored.
They're talking about how hot he is, or yeah, just that they like the shirt?
Both.
I mean, I think it's implied. If you like the shirt, it's more like you like who the shirt's on.
We got a comment saying, let's see here. Sheesh, Chris looking fresh today.
They called him Chris?
Yeah.
Ew, he is not a Chris. Oh, well, that's a sheesh.
Fred, we love you, guy.
I mean, I agree, he is very hot. But also, not a Chris. Chrissy? That's fine.
I actually am more of a Chrissy than a Chris, which is embarrassing to say in front of thousands of listeners.
I don't think we've talked about this either. Fred, from the same commenter, Fred, here we go again with the a-hole trio. I don't know if I like that.
I mean,
do we like being called the a-hole trio? No.
I'm fine with it, and I'm also glad that he's like commenting on our stuff. So
yeah,
I'm
I mean, keep commenting for sure. But
please call us worse.
I just feel like if you call us all the a-hole trio, it sort of like diminishes Erica and I's worth, because Christian's pulling all the weight with his a-hole. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get
that
out
joke's
of here,
not going to make any sense because it's cut.
It's getting cut.
That's not getting cut. Are you kidding?
Well,
me?
Now we can't cut it.
Well, I guess I'm editing this one, so I guess it's getting cut.
Well, guys, let's cut the end of the episode. Let's get out of here, Erica. Where can they do us with? I don't know why I said
over
that.
Over the principal's desk? Huh?
Okay.
What's up? In the vacation
in your
home
vacation
in home?
Erica, where can they message us
in
to
Scotland?
Send us?
I mean, what?
Hang on. If we can somehow position our podcast celebrity into a vacation home in Scotland, I'll let my girlfriend cheat on me. Like, what the fuck?
Chrissy's not
I don't
for
think
it.
I'm on board with that, but I will let
well no
Josh
here's the thing
you.
Your wife would be cheating on you too.
Okay,
all right. Erica, where can they find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok?
We've literally talked about this the whole episode, but sure, if you weren't listening, I guess I'll tell you. It's TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Etsy, fucking all over the internet. Just Google us if you need to. The Judgies Pod. Or just Judgies Pod, or just the Judgies. It depends on which site you go on to. Just fucking Google it, you guys. We're all adults here, I hope.
So get me.
This shit is so judgy. G-U-D-G-A-I-S.
Well.
I definitely didn't even spell it right.
Okay. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Yikes.